Hello and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, the editor of USA Hockey Magazine. Today we are joined by two-time U.S. Olympian Guy Goslin, who is currently an ADM regional manager up in the great state of Wisconsin. Hey, Guy, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me, Harry.
You know, Guy, one of the things I wanted to talk about today is the progressive body checking rules that we've implemented starting with last season, where a lot of people look at it as we're taking checking out of peewees and not introducing it until bantams. You travel around the country and especially the upper Midwest a lot and spend a lot of time in rinks. What have you noticed? How has the new rule been received and how has it impacted the game?
Well, I think that it's been received quite well. You know, everybody was up in arms at the start of this thing, but for the most part, in my opinion, I have seen kids developing much stronger as players out on the ice, especially the PUH kids. You know, the rule was changed in that, you know, we took away the great big blow-up hit, total disregard for the puck, and we took away the finishing your check, the boards, the real dangerous type stuff. We're still implementing body contact and angling out there and teaching kids the proper way to check. Overall, I see in my area, and we do a lot of checking clinics, that there's a lack of knowledge of checking, what the purpose of a check is. Our elite players overall are not great checkers, I can tell you that.
And how has it helped at the peewee level develop? We touched upon in the last podcast creativity, and how has the rule maybe helped kids to or encourage them to be more creative and to have more poise with the puck?
Well, you know, kids don't have to worry about somebody coming and taking a run at them. One of the reasons we started this was we do several clinics, I mean, all over the place, but when you have peewees come in and into the group and you say, okay, it's scrimmage time, first question is, can we hit? And we've been seeing that, you know, in the past that if you go out and hit, the skill level and the skill development goes right down the drain, and they're just trying to take runs at each other because they think that's the purpose of a check. And then you bring them in and say, okay, you know, we're not going to do that. We're going to just play. And there's a dramatic difference in skill development. I think that people think that, geez, you know, this is great for the little guys, but what about the big guys? Well, I can tell you that later on at the elite level, at the older levels, the little guys normally catch up to the big guys. And this is benefiting the larger kids as well, because when you get older at the elite level, you can't hide out there. You need to be able to be a good skater. And, you know, for the lack of a better terminology, you know, the big guys, the slow guys can cheat out on the ice at the younger ages. But I'm telling you that you need to be able to skate to be successful and reach your full potential in this game.
Well, you know what? You talk about body contact and body checking, and a lot of people said, you're just making the game a wimpy game and other expressions like that. But, I mean, you can still play physically and still be sound defensively under this new rules, right?
Absolutely. We are teaching from the get-go in the small area games with the young kids, the AU kids. There's body contact all over the place. And we promote implementing checking progressions, even, you know, at tracking and mirroring type stuff at 10U, teaching the checking progressions at 12U in your practices, implementing them. The kids learn a proprioception or a body awareness out there on the angling and using their body to protect the puck, etc. You know, we've been doing checking clinics even for our high school age kids, and the coaches are hungry to implement this stuff. You know, going through a one-hour practice of checking at the peewee level and then going into the bantam isn't going to do it. It's going to be implementing this into your practice. You know, take 5 or 10 minutes out of your practice to do some body contact stuff, some angling stuff. You know, the focus should be stick on stick, take away the hands and angle out. And we need to use our bodies a lot better out on the ice.
I would also imagine that, like you were saying, you know, being aware of your body and creating the proper techniques is probably something that could also be worked on if you do any kind of dry land training as well, correct?
Well, absolutely. You know, I would promote having the kids do off-ice checking progressions. We've got some great video on the USA Hockey website, I believe. And, you know, it's just a confidence thing. Confidence is half the battle, progressing as a hockey player. And if these kids have stability and confidence out on the ice, they're going to succeed.
And you were saying, so the right age to really start working on teaching body contact, angling, puck protection, things of that nature would be the squirt level, or do you even start with
the ice? I would say the squirt level. It's not the contact thing. It's the angling, getting the sense for, you know, the puck hockey sense, just taking ice away is kind of what we do. And, you know, it's a progression. Again, and with the younger kids, what I tell our coaches is to, if you're going to teach checking, you start out close to each other. If you partner up, it's close and slow, and you really have to be aware what the purpose of each drill is going to be. And you have to get that across to the kids.
And, you know, one of the things I wanted to wrap up with is not to throw coaches under the bus, but what are you finding? I mean, this progressive body checking rule or skill development or skill progression is really only as good as the coaching, isn't it? I mean, in terms of they have to really, like you said before, implement that into their practices at a younger age.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not easy. You have to take a look at this stuff and take a look at your audience or the group of kids and where their skill level is at. And, you know, I know we have to mainstream somewhat, but, you know, take a look at your group and what do they enjoy? What are they hungry for? What do they want to learn? And, you know, we've got some great materials out there that our coaches can look at and get creative with this stuff. It's all about having fun, especially at the younger ages. It can be a competition. It can be a small area game, one-on-one stuff, and just make sure that they understand what the purpose is, why we're teaching this.
What would you say to a coach who maybe is like a squirt or peewee and coach, and he's saying, well, you know, why would I work on this stuff? You know what, I need to work on breakouts or regroups or things that have a practical application in our big game coming up this Saturday.
Because if the kids can't, if they're not stable out on the ice, if they can't get from point A to point B or deal with the traffic, they're not going to be successful out on the ice. It's, you know, hockey's played in small areas today, and you need to navigate through that stuff.
Well, anyway, Guy, as usual, I appreciate the time and appreciate you imparting some of your knowledge you've built up over the years and talking with us here on another USA Hockey Magazine podcast.
Thanks for having me, Harry.
And thanks, everybody, for listening. And tune in again next time when we'll continue to look at the various facets of the American development model. Thanks for listening.